The Pirish, if he moved from one thing to another, yeah, from an apple he came out, it's also because now it becomes Sheretz Haloretz or Alamayim. So the Matirim have a problem with it. Said he went out from the krill to the shrimp, he is a Pirish. So they explain that no, Pirish he went out and he comes into a second thing. Yeah, here he's been swallowed by the second fish. It's not like going out of something. According to the Osrim, this is not a simple thing. Because the fact is that the whole issue of Pirish going out from one thing to another is a sugisa gemora legabe tamra, two days, I don't want to go into that, is that you stopping, you feed from one and you go into the next. So the chiyus have stopped from one place and you go into the next. That's why it's called Pirish. You no longer Yoinek and living from one place. So this was a claim. And now he went in from the krill and going to the shrimp. It's all called Pirish. Now let's bring back to the Gemara. The Gemara tell us that in the flesh, in the behemoth animal, we'll have a problem. Yeah, what is already been created from the Gemara said before we mentioned, because it's Evel Menachai. What is Evel Menachai? It's been created from the flesh itself. So the Osrim claim that we got a problem. Since the worm, even according if we mention, we say that it's in a nirel ayin when it comes into the krill, but where does it eat? In a sheret. So it becomes a shtit sheret, it becomes a part of the sheret. It's grown out of it. It's like being from the animal, growing from the animal. So the Matirim claim that, correct, it's a problem, but since the worms feed themselves from the manure of the krill and the shrimp, it doesn't eat from the shrimp himself. So manure is dobra mutter, yeah, it's something which is mutter, it's not osu. Although it's a machloikis in it, but according to they taking the pashas arakoponim, if the rice is mutter, so it's not become a dobra osu.
Even from a dog also?
Even dog also. The perish, the, what they call the perish, which is the manure of it, doesn't have the halacha, they still see the halacha to dvash, but it's a big machlokes in the back, that's what they claim. According to the Osrim, is that the fact is wrong. The place where this worm is actually yoinek, actually gets fed, is from like a gold bladder into the fish. I think the writer is Homo Seol, I think. Homo Seol is a place like a small bag in a fish where there is fluid and blood in it. And then this is where it sucked and it started growing, which is, this is definitely the Mokom HaSheret. So here we have another Machlokes. It is important to mention that although there's a lot of science into all this, and many people have come up with, you know, hundreds if not thousands of articles which today can be easily achieved, and they come up with certain decision and question and problem. The fact is that there are, as far as I know, only three scientist research companies who actually have done hands-on work in it. One in Germany, in Spain and Italy. They actually, the people who went down to the sea, definitely the people who make the research in the laboratory and so on. All the research are all fed through research of books and so on. But today, our generation is under three. So very easily things can get confused. One can just speak to a laboratory, biologist and those type of thing. They tell them, oh, this is the way. Yeah, you can download and you can see and there it is. But it is very important to know that accurate result comes only from the people really who have made hands-on research. And that's where we went and discussed and talked this research. One of the problem is now, if we follow this, we have a pure machloekes aposkim, how it actually arrived, and if the sheret is mutter, how it's been fed when it arrived to the flesh. This worm is found in the fish that we have, in a haddock, in a cod. Where do we find this worm? We find it in two places, in the Bnei Me'ayim and in the flesh. Those are the two places where we find it. Now, yeah, the stomach, the the Shulchan Aruch, although it's very not a big arichas length details in this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Simen Pedalet, if you design a thing, the Shulchan Aruch says that Tiloyim Animtzoyim Bebosor Hadogim Mutorim in Bebnei Me'ayim is Osurim. That's it. So if we're looking at dry Shulchan Aruch, we have this one thing. In the flesh is mutter, irrelevant where it's coming from, how did it arrive? Got nothing to do with me, I don't need to, I'm just getting the fish, open the fish and you look where the worm is. If the Bnei Me'ayim, you take out. So if we start working back, why is it a mutter in the Bosor Adar? Because he created that, that's what we saw the Gemara. And if the Bnei Me'ayim, Me'al Mekos, he came out from outside. The Matirim don't want to go far away from the Shulchan Aruch. Let's forget science, let's forget everything. The Metzius is, we have a fish now, we find it. In Bosor Adag, it's mutter, and that's it. The Osrimon, though, they say, look, it's not so simple. First of all, the Gemara give us a clear explanation why is it mutter. It's only mutter because it comes from inside. It's been created from the Bosor. If we know that this type of worm comes from the outside, is it also? No one ever argues on such a thing. If you take a fish and you see a worm piercing through the skin and goes into the flesh, anyone's going to be matter? No. And this is number one. So they said, today we know for fact that this worm comes from outside, how can one be matter? Now, will you tell me what happened the last 500 years, I think? First of all, who said that this was 20, 30, 40 years ago? The fact is, we do find this much, much more recently. There are a lot of reasons for that, which I don't want to get into, it gets very late. This is one of the things. The second thing is, according to the Poskim, the claim, that when in the Halacha is said, that is Mutter, Bebosor Adag, as long as you don't have a Reyeser, something who can change the Metzius, when you find only in Bosor Adag, it must be that it's been created in the Bosor Adag. If you do find it in the Bnei Me'ayim and in the Bosor Adag, especially the first worm is found usually just underneath the belly of the fish. So, and we know that this worm does pierce through the skin of the Bnei Me'ayim. We know it at least in the human body, which it's a deadly insect, something which can go inside and kill people. And this was, there is a lot of videos where the research have done, seeing the worms piercing through and going through from the Bnei Me'ayim into the flesh, and you can see the live operation where they removed it straight out. And so we have a reyeser here, we have something to show us definitely that this is the way it comes through. Chazal never spoken about it. Chazal has spoken when you open up, you find it only in the thing, and we find it. One of the things. Let's take for example an apple. If one was going to buy an apple, and you find a worm inside, and you find 10 identical worms, don't forget, we're talking the identical worms in the Bnei Me'ayim and in the flesh. Yeah? So the race is very strong. So in an apple you'll have one worm inside, and 10 identical ones outside. Will anyone say that this one from inside being created inside, and the other one came al mekorsi? Don't push it. You got 10 from outside, and the other one inside, definitely it came up. Here is the same thing. There is probably 10 worms inside, much, much more in the Bnei Me'ayim, and a few inside.
What do you mean by that?
No, because it's been created inside the apple is a smoother. This is one of the things. There is a lot of organized things. There's one thing which I want to finish off with. If anyone has seen fresh meat with any worms, anyone will ask, have you seen in the kitchen such a thing? We never ate such a thing. So when the Gemara tell us in the Bosor is also Hasebe Melachai, I never seen such a thing. Where we never ever such a thing? What was going? What happened? The terrace is shetin the rishonim. Of course, you don't find. There's a reason when you do find. Ali de machle, when, for example, a behemoth have an illness, a maka, when it has a nox and it become a moldy, infected, and so sirochin, this what's bring to all the time of sirochin. Then you have the worm starting being created for such a thing. If we're looking the posture of the pshat in Azoi state in Maharil, that the same reason is by dogim the same thing. When the Gemara is talking about that it is mutal, it's when the worm came al ide sirochin, because must be a reason a fresh flesh should create such a thing. The normal nature of the Bria, the Epshot Bashafun, that any live things fight with another live creature. We never find ourselves with worms in ourselves. Never such a thing. The only thing when we do find worms, especially in children, because it's been eaten, they ate something which have worms. Oh, but we create worms? A mensch, noch in zwanzig. We know the chius a person went. I mean, this is the time, and the same thing by a behemoth. Unless, yes, people who have illness and market, they have such a thing of worm. In the Rishonim, it means something by the fish and by the animal, the same thing. So automatically, we can't say and Shulchan Aruch shet muta. Let's take and digest the Shulchan Aruch. Let's try to explain it. The poskim do. Look, it says, don't take the Shulchan Aruch as a dry. You need to look at the tamim, the reason, how can things happen, and you can analyze is the issue or the heter. Just finishing off, no, we, like I said, it's still a long, long way to speak about this topic. The current situation, just to update, just, you know, people want to know, Lemaise, can I go now and buy things? Look, the truth is, it's very complex, and to come up to a decision, like you see, there is a lot from both sides. Obviously, the best thing is to try to avoid anything which have a shaila, and we are trying very, very hard to find alternative. Now, there is alternative for almost, not everything, but almost everything. And there is today found fish which don't have the problem because they don't eat the cycle like we just saw before, they are found. And we tried to hopefully very shortly to have all this authority to ensure that all the fish that we have are 100% clean. Now, the people that have come with the pshat, you can see how complex, and this is only tipim in ayam, in mamish, which we discuss, and there are so and so much more. Ichol Be'ez Hashem, very shortly, will come up with a clear cut, and clear, I think, wait what we need to do, and I'll come back to explain that another time. We'll bring the worm. I think some people see, I can't see the worm, but Moshe Rabbeinu Gzor Chatzar Kivitin Kol Sheret V'Sheret, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, the situation will clarify by himself. Yeah.